All right, exciting time for us as we are in preparation for the kickoff of the 2013 season. We were able to pare our roster down over the weekend. It was not easy getting down to that final 53 along with what we did with our practice squad. A lot of tough decisions, a lot of discussion, and you like it that way because that means our roster has become more competitive. So there were a lot of conversation from our coaches, our scouts. It was good, and I think the group that we've finalized gives us the best chance to be successful in 2013. Really proud of every one of our players who went through some of the things they went through, going back through April, through our OTAs, through training camp, to make our squad. So it's a good group. We're excited about every one of them, and looking forward to our preparation when we get back on Wednesday, as we prepare for our first game of the season.
What
do you like about Jamarcus Webb? We had a chance to line up against him a few times, and we liked his length. That really sticks out at you, along with his athletic ability. He's a guy who has shown he has the ability to be a very good offensive tackle in our league. There are definitely some things that he has to work on to become a complete player, and that's one of the reasons we were able to acquire him. But we like the size and the experience that he has in the NFL as a tackle.
Did you have a good idea that you were going to get him when you were going through your cut process?
We knew that was a possibility, Mark, but we didn't know if it would happen or not. But we had some discussions, so we had an idea. But still, there were other teams ahead of us if someone wanted to claim him, so we weren't sure if it was going to happen. But it worked out.
Would he back up both spots, or if something were to happen to Matt, would Charlie slide out to the left side, or he's your backup for both spots?
Right. He's played left and right, so we think he can do both, and that's the way we'll approach it here. Although Charlie could kick out outside, but we're going to give Jamarcus that chance.
Where's Kevin Williams at as far as his rehab?
We're going to talk about injuries a little bit on Wednesday, and we'll get into more detail about all those guys on Wednesday.
What about Zach Lyman this football team? What did he do to stand out to make this team?
When you take a look at what he did in training camp and then even beyond, he came in and really grew as a player. And once we put the pads on, which is what we were all waiting to see, we knew he was a pretty good runner, Joe, but we wanted to see how he would block. And he showed that he could adapt to our style of offense, showed that he could move those linebackers and really become a good lead blocker for us, not just a good runner. So he showed enough where we felt like he would give us a strong option when we line up against Detroit in a few days.
Without Felton, would you be more inclined to go back to more one-back sets, or do you expect either Zach or Rhett, for example, to step in and really not miss a beat in terms of what you want to do offensively?
Yeah, we're counting on Zach and Rhett to really help us in that area, along with John Carlson as well. We're still going to be in some two-back situations when we line up on Sunday, and we think those guys can be capable of getting the job done.
Some of those other injured guys, they were back at practice, Jarius and Mistral and Sharif. Is that a good sign for Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we're going to talk more about injuries on Wednesday, but it's great to have everybody back, our entire team, everybody moving around. It's good to have them back in the building.
So what did you see from Joe Webb to put him on that 53 and just the development he's made throughout training camp at that position?
Like his versatility, Chip. He showed some things on special teams. We saw the growth as a receiver from the time we made the decision back in the spring, just watching him grow as a receiver, but also the additions that he could give us on special teams. That was probably the thing that really solidified in our minds that we had another guy who could be a potential core player for us on special teams and make a difference there, along with being a quality receiver. So as he continues to develop as a receiver, along with what he can give us on special teams, that's probably was his deciding factor.
Is Sharif at a point where he could take a pretty big role on Sunday if he had to do that, just where he is in his preparation?
I think, Ben, we'll have to go through this week and determine that. He's missed quite a bit of time, and then coming off an injury, so we'll have to gauge that as the week goes on.
If Kevin wasn't able to go, would you go with LaTroy and Fred in the middle there together?
Potentially. We're going to take a look at whatever we got to do based on what's happening with Kevin as the week goes on.
Has LaTroy maintained all the skills it would take to play Kevin's spot? I mean, you switched him, but he was ideally a backup there at one point.
It's been a while, Mark, since he played the position, so it's something we'll have to take a look at based on how Kevin is doing as the week goes on. But we'll see. We got some options, we think, but we'll have to determine it as we go forward.
Have you decided what you want to do with that weak side linebacker spot? Has Desmond kind of showed you enough to maybe working as a starter there?
As we speak today, you know, Marvin is our starting outside linebacker. Desmond did a good job. He did enough to make our ball club, and we'll see how he progresses as we go forward.
What was the final evaluation on Bobby Felder? I mean, the injured reserve, and was it that serious of an injury? It's more than just a sprain?
Yeah, in Bobby's case, I mean, he did a very good job for us throughout the spring and then in training camp as well, and showed well on punt returns. But the injury definitely set him back, and you know, he's still banged up now, and you know, he's not going to be with us as he goes through what he has to go through from an injury standpoint. So,
was there ligament damage or anything like that?
I don't think it was ligaments other than an ankle sprain. Yeah.
How about with Seth Olson? I mean, that seemed like it was a dramatic move for a concussion.
Dramatic move for a concussion?
Well, to go to IR, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, instead of taking a week or two that it normally takes, was there anything more to it?
No.
Leslie, with only one true home game in the first four games, and you know, the preseason didn't go, you know, great, at least on the field, you think this team is prepared to get off to a good start, you know, in a very tough first four games?
Oh, without a doubt, Joe. We're excited about the kickoff of the season. You know, we got what we needed to get out of the preseason from my perspective and our coach's perspective, and we'll be ready when we line up against Detroit on Sunday. We have enough time to continue to hone in on some things, and we're going to work as hard as we can to be prepared on Sunday.
What's your level of concern? Maybe how do you feel about those cornerbacks going into this first game against a team that obviously passes quite a bit?
Detroit has a superb passing game. We got some young guys that are going to be playing, but we have confidence they can do it. We just got to continue to, you know, let them evolve and develop, and this will be a big week for them. But they'll do a good job. They'll be ready.
Plus, you had the injury with Felder, but how much did what Marcus did in that final preseason game really kind of cement his role here and him and his spot on the roster?
I think it went a long way, John. When you return a kickoff and come up with the big play that he did with the interception, and he had a good camp. You know, he's done well in the spring as well. So, you know, we always knew about Marcus's ability, but those plays definitely helped. And Bobby was having a good camp as well. But Marcus really solidified some things in that game. But I don't want to put it on just that game. He had done a good job all the way up to that point.
Antoine Winfield announced his retirement. You know, you spent a lot of time around him. What just your thoughts on the career he's had? And, I mean, is he a guy that you might want to call and say, are you sure about this?
You know, I have a ton of respect for Antoine. As you know, he did a lot of good things for us here. Had a great career here in Minnesota and really helped me look good at times out of some of the plays he made. So, have a deep affection for him. But you know, if he wanted to play, you know, I welcome the opportunity to work with Antoine again if that's what he wanted to do. But if he's retired, you know, I wish him nothing but the best. He's been a great player, great person, and you know, he's going to enjoy retirement. But he's been was a tremendous player for a long time in our league.
Did you guys reach out to him at all?
I haven't spoken to him. I may give him a call today, Mark, just to wish him well, but I haven't spoken to him. So. All right, thank you guys.
Thanks.